From the intuitive business coaching of Nancy O'Keefe comes business success with human design. Join us every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. to talk about how business owners are using their human design to create a business that aligns with their life's work, how they're wired to operate, and how they're here to serve so they can return to the joy of running a business that feeds their soul. There isn't one right way to conduct business, but there is one right way for you. Nancy has helped hundreds of business owners redefine success their way.
Welcome in. I'm Nancy O'Keefe, human design specialist and intuitive business coach, and you're listening to Business Success with Human Design on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. We broadcast every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. Listen online, on your mobile device, in your car, or ask Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 radio. To learn more or for a full schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Today, I'm very excited to have a guest who is actually going to become a guest host and part of my show segment. And that's Mary Jo Rathgeb. And Mary Jo is an author, a life transition coach, whose mission is to support people navigating big changes with intention and conscious choice so they experience internal transformation in the process. She provides the space for exploration and practical tools to support clients to tune into, own, and express their own truth in their lives and in their businesses. She has a BA in English literature, an MS in grief and loss counseling. She's currently a professional certified coach. She's a certified RIM facilitator, and I'm anxious to learn more about that. And she's a human design consultant. And she transitioned from a 30-year career in media to follow her dream. And she's living now in Vermont instead of New York City. That must be a little bit different, where she coaches and writes. And she's been a contributing author to anthology books, including the Amazon bestseller, Stop Overworking and Start Overflowing, 25 Ways to Transform Your Life Using Human Design, the soon-to-be-released Life Shifts, Journey to the Stage, Volumes 3 and 4, and Retirement Made Easy. So she's been a busy lady. And you can find her at MaryJoRathgeb.com. And we'll get into a little bit more of that in a minute. So Mary Jo, welcome. I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Nancy. I am so excited to be here.
And I was also a contributing author to the Stop Working, Stop Overflowing book.
Yes, I know.
And that was a great experience.
That was a great experience.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were in that too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so tell me, how did you start thinking that you wanted to become a life transition coach, moving out of media and marketing and moving into something like this?
While I was in my media career, I knew that there was something else for me. And I actually got my master's in counseling while I was still in my corporate job. And the timing wasn't right for me to make that jump. But when I did, I realized that coaching was a better fit than counseling for me. And so that's how I made that. It was decades in the making, to be completely honest.
Awesome. So tell me, what are some of the big life changes that you help people through in your coaching practice?
Some of the big life changes that I help people through are everything from navigating a career transition, not dissimilar to the change that I made personally, but also changing your business model. So maybe going from a solopreneur to someone who has a team and stepping into being a leader versus, you know, the one-man band. Also, I've coached people leaving their careers altogether, which is a whole nother genre, if you will. I've also coached people who are moving, making a giant move, not just like across town, but either to a new state or a new country and starting over in a new place with a new job or a new role and really figuring out how is that going to work? How is that going to work?
Interesting.
And then, yeah. And then the final one is relationships, dealing with the loss of a relationship.
Right. Wow. Very important. The one where you coach people leaving a career, boy, you must have had a real uptick in coaching on that level because so many people have decided to rethink their jobs and, you know, mm-hmm. what they're doing. Do I even want to work?
Right.
Encountered so many people that are really, since COVID, thinking, you know, yes. differently about life.
Yes, yeah. yes, yes. Yeah. And there's a lot of people who are preparing for retirement. So they're like, they're pre-preparing. So that it's not necessarily a knee-jerk reaction of like, I'm done and I'm going to leave my job. It's more like, okay, I'm ready to start the process of leaving my job. And, you know, what are the things that I need to take care of or think about now?
And that's important, isn't it? Because we get a certain, you know, intrinsic value from working. And yes. I did career coaching in my past career. And I've encountered people that just lost something when they left their job and couldn't find it in retirement.
Right.
It was really missing and it was almost depressing for them. Mm-hmm. Have you encountered people like that? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, for many people, their job is actually a core piece of their identity, you know, and also how they get their sense of value. That's as being a contributing person in the world or their sense of self-worth or, you know, and obviously earning their income. But yeah, so it's a huge part of people's identity.
Yeah, that's huge. Mm-hmm. So what are the typical difficulties navigating these big changes? What kinds of things do people go through?
So I identified five typical difficulties. One is dealing with uncertainty, dealing with discomfort, dealing with a sense of risk, not feeling safe, and then all of the resistance and fear that comes up with those.
Interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about how these big life changes that might occur on a personal level could impact an entrepreneur or a business owner. Because, you know, there really is no separating one from the other when you're a business owner.
Right. Right. And so any big change that you are going through is going to activate your nervous system. I mean, let's be honest, right? And so you are going to go into those different modes of survival. And you're also going to be feeling unsure, you know, that uncertainty that I was talking about. You know, when you're going into a big change like that, you are going into the unknown. You're leaving the known for the unknown. And so your nervous system is going to get all activated. And so you're going to potentially go into the fight or flight or the freeze or fawn type responses. And when you're in those, your brain isn't working the right. way that it should be or could be when you are in a more regulated state. And so making big changes can be very dysregulating. And so learning how to really be able to manage that is huge.
Mm. I find the unknown is the most uncomfortable place to be. Mm-hmm. You know, no matter what gets thrown your way, if you're working in a job and you get laid off, you know, you're in that period of unknown for a little while until you start looking at the job market and realizing, oh, there's something else out there for me.
Yes.
But yeah, navigating that unknown is definitely not a comfortable place for most people.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So interesting. Very interesting. So can you give an example of, without naming names to protect the innocent, of a big life change someone had that you know, helped them through?
So I helped, I'm trying to think which one's a good story, helping somebody who moved countries and jobs, and went from working as an employee to working in a small business as one of the main leaders of the business, and the double whammy of adjusting to being in a new country and adjusting to not just being in a new job, but in a situation where the person needed to step into leadership while navigating the whole change in environment and in a sense of identity and a sense of just, you know, what their direction and purpose was.
Were there language issues also, different language?
That they had multiple languages already, so that wasn't as much of an issue. I think it was more cultural.
Culture, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. You don't know what you don't know. When you go right. from a familiar environment to a foreign environment, it's wow. Mm-hmm. You know, I know we went over to France one time, flew all night. By the time we landed, got our car, drove to where we were going to stay, it was almost lunchtime. And we went to find something to eat. Everything was closed up because mm-hmm. they take that break in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. And we weren't accustomed to that. So, yeah, it's just sometimes the slightest little difference, it can really throw you for a loop.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so that's like learning how to adapt to that and be flexible is really important.
So just like, what kinds of things do you do with your clients? I know you have some special tools you deal with, and we'll get to those mm-hmm. later, but coaching generally is asking questions. The theory behind coaching is that the client has the answers and mm-hmm. our job to kind of ferret those answers out. Mm-hmm. So what kinds of things do you take your clients through to help them with that?
So I take them through a questionnaire, and then I also have some different assessments. I use human design as one of those assessments, and I also have another assessment that's called Energy Leadership Index, which will show you where your energy levels are resonating and whether they're catabolic or anabolic. And so whether they're sort of building you up or tearing you down.
Oh, and, interesting.
Yeah. And being able to identify what level of energy, there's seven levels of energy, based on your thoughts, your emotions, and your behaviors.
Oh, interesting. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned human design. How did you mm-hmm. get interested in human design as a tool?
I got interested in human design because when I first heard about it, which was in 2016 now, so about 7 years ago, and I found out I was a projector type, I was like, wow. my world made sense in a way that it never had with any other, I'm putting air quotes around this, assessment. And so I got really interested in learning more about what is this human design system and experimenting with it, because to be told that you're a projector and you need to wait for an invitation, you know, before you can really get into action and do anything is pretty mind blowing as far as like how to be in a world where you're told and taught to initiate and, you know, just do it and take action. And why can't you just pick up the phone and call someone and make it work and that kind of thing. And so it was a sense of, yes, I get it. And I resonate totally with it. And how am I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Right. So, and so I began my own experiment with human design. And as I began to experiment with it, I also began to introduce it to my clients. And give them the tools to experiment with it as well. Mm. I mean, one of the most important things when going through a big change, major transition, is that your mind is going to want to take over and is going to want to start making all sorts of decisions, get you back to a sense of comfort, get you back to a sense of safety and security. And unfortunately, the mind isn't equipped to actually deal with what really needs to happen in a transition, which means that there's not like one logical linear way to do it. And you aren't going to feel safe in the unknown. And so you need to figure out how to feel confident and comfortable enough to move forward. And so human design, as you very well know, teaches you how to use your inner authority, your decision, your inner decision-making process that is not your mind, to engage with the world and make decisions based on whether it's your gut or your emotions or your intuition, or your heart. And so when you learn those tools, that gives you this sense of, I can navigate this using a different internal navigation system.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. So true. Well, we're coming up on our first break. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I have a surprise for all my listeners, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
Are you struggling to build an abundant and sustainable business you love? Discover the three keys to unlock your business success with human design. Get aligned with your life purpose and your life's work. Get in the flow of success. Nancy O'Keefe, certified human design specialist, intuitive business coach, helps women peel back the layers of how they've been told to do business so they can build an abundant business that feeds their soul. Nancy knows firsthand that energetic alignment is key to success. She divinely designed her life and went from receptionist to company VP and on to founder, CEO of her own multi-seven-figure firm. Nancy's been coaching business owners for over 25 years to find their personal formula for success. Download your free report at nancyokeefcoaching.com. Can't seem to get in the flow of consistent clients and consistent income? People do business with people they know, like, and trust. How can clients know, like, and trust you if you're not showing up authentically? Discover your unique human design and attract the clients you were meant to serve. Nancy O'Keefe, certified human design specialist, intuitive business coach, helps women peel back the layers of who they've been taught to be to reveal who they truly are so they can build an abundant business that feeds their soul. Nancy has been coaching business owners for over 25 years and is passionate about helping them to understand their divine design and their personal formula for success. Book your human design reading today at nancyokeefcoaching.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Business Success with Human Design. I'm your host, Nancy O'Keefe. I'm here with Mary Jo Ruthberg. And we are talking about human design, and I have some exciting news for all of our listeners. Effective next month, Mary Jo is going to join me in this time slot with her own show, and that'll air 2 weeks out of the month. She's going to be talking about the keys to business resiliency in changing times. And we hinted about how she uses human design, but she also works with the resiliency keys. And she's going to dive deep in her show segment on that. And I think you guys are really going to enjoy that, because we've talked a lot about what to do in your business and how human design can help. But when you run into roadblocks, she's going to really talk about how you can help yourself out of those blocks. So Mary Jo, why don't you tell everybody what your show is going to be about?
So Nancy, my show is going to be about building resiliency in your business and life during these changing times. And so what does that mean? What that means is that we're going to be looking at the 9 keys that are based in the quantum alignment system that was developed by Karen Curry Parker and is an offshoot of human design. And so we're still talking through the lens of human design about resiliency. And we're going to be looking at how you can focus on these different keys and build them up in yourself so that you can be as adaptable and flexible with the circumstances around you. And that's as, I don't know, as succinct as I think I can get around that.
So tell us what the resiliency keys are.
So the resiliency keys are 9 characteristics or qualities that are tied to the different centers in human design. And so the 9 keys are lovability, empowerment, courage, decisiveness, emotional wisdom, self-trust, vitality, authenticity, and self-worth. And we're going to dive deeper into all of those during my shows over the course of the next 11 months. And we will be looking at them from many different lenses and from different experts who have different perspectives on what those keys mean and how to develop them. And we're going to be doing some experimentation and activities to help listeners develop those keys as well.
That sounds like fun. Sounds really great. And this is actually how you get out of the blocks you might find yourself in, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. These keys are key, all pun intended, to how you really help deal with the resistance or the fear that comes up with everything that's going on internally as you are navigating a transition. And one thing that I actually want to set like a context for maybe about transition, we're using the word change and transition sort of interchangeably. They're not really the same. So when you make a change, it's more, when I'm looking at it, it's like you make an external change. You move from one country to another country. You move from one job position to another position. You change your business model to something different. That's a change. A transition, in the sense that I'm talking about it, is there is an internal transformation that happens inside of the person making the external change that changes their whole sense of being and who they are in the world.
And would that include things like limited beliefs and mindset and things like that?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's some frameworks that look at resiliency in terms of mental resiliency, emotional resiliency, physical resiliency, and social resiliency. And I totally agree with all of those. And I would also add that there's spiritual resiliency and environmental resiliency as well. And so that's another whole lens that you can look at these resiliency keys through as well, because some of them dovetail vitality and physical resiliency, emotional wisdom and emotional resiliency, decisiveness and mental resiliency, for instance.
Right. So a lot then around inner work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So helping people come to grips with, the first one that comes to mind is the fears that we have. And, yes. You might have to muster up some courage. So working on that.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, the fears are actually normal and to be expected. And also not to be demonized.
Right.
Because they actually have a purpose. They're trying to keep you safe.
Yeah.
And they're going to come up because you're entering into something that is not safe to your ecosystem as a being, if you will.
And your system is always scanning for threats. That's right. A biological response that we all have.
Right.
Exactly. And then, you know, the threats out there, in your hippocampus, we store all the memories.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come across something that feels like something you experienced before, you know, your system will tell you, oh, danger, Will Rogers, you know,
yes.
This is something you've experienced before, when it may be similar, but not exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Yeah, very easy to see how we get stopped by our fears.
Right.
We hold on to those fears as a way of improving our way to be to stay safe.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
But
and that
some
kicks
of the
in.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it kicks in unconscious patterns of behavior that you've learned over the course of your lifetime that have been, you know, keeping you safe. And I'm putting that in air quotes as well, because
yeah.
maybe it did at one point in your life, particularly when you were, you know, younger and more vulnerable, perhaps. But as you become an adult with more resources, that are no longer the best mode of keeping you safe. It's just that part of your physiology hasn't caught up with that.
Right.
And doesn't realize it.
And of course, we all have fears built into our human design chart. We mm-hmm. find those in the spleen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're well-known fears, like fear of failure, fear of not being enough, you know,
yes.
those kinds of
things. Yes.
Most of us suffer from that. And, you know, the whole idea of, you know, like, for example, the open will center,
mm-hmm.
Trying to prove yourself all the time, fear you're not enough. 80%
yes.
of the world has an open will, so can be subjected to that.
Yes. Yes. And so that's that, the fear of not being worthy, the fear of not being valuable, the fear of, you know, being out of control.
And that fear can really wreak havoc with the business owner, because if you don't feel valuable, you have trouble communicating your value to would-be
yes.
clients and others, and
absolutely.
You might have trouble charging the prices that you're worth, or
exactly,
you know, constantly discounting or giving things away for free more than you should because you're not really valuing yourself. Yeah. So
right.
There's a lot of good business stuff tied up in all these fears, and I think it will be great for you to share with the listeners
mm-hmm.
How to build that resiliency in, because it could make a huge difference in their level of confidence and their ability to take action in certain space, you know, spaces. So I'm
yes.
really excited to listen in on your shows and hear mm-hmm. all about that. So when we talk about human design in your coaching practice,
mm-hmm.
Do you actually pull the chart for people and go over it with them?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually one of the first things that I do with them.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Because you want to get them working from their chart as soon
right.
as possible. And so and I think that, you know, understanding your type and understanding your authority are so key to how you operate. I mean, you know that. I mean, that's what you do with your coaching as
mm-hmm.
well, right? And so that's what I do with my clients, usually as the first or second session.
Right. Yeah, I think it's important because we're all so conditioned. We've mm-hmm. all been conditioned to think a certain way, to do things a certain way. You know, our parents, our teachers, society, there's rules at work, you know, and we all subscribe to these because we want to fit in. We want to be liked. But sometimes
yes.
it makes us inauthentic
right.
because we're doing things that really cross our wiring, don't go along with how we're built to navigate.
Right.
So I think it's great that you spend, you know, the initial sessions with your clients, getting them kind of grounded in who they really are, mm-hmm. and starting to shed some of that conditioning.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And they don't even, most of the times they might not even know or be aware that they're operating from that conditioning.
Right.
And they feel validated by, oh, it, when they find out what their you know, strengths are in their definition and, you know, how they should be operating or how not should, I'll take that out, but how they are designed to be operating. There's a sense of validation and a sense of knowing on a deep level. Yes, this is
a big sigh of relief. I've heard that.
Yes, yes.
Because let's face it, it takes a lot more energy to be something you're not,
yes,
than it does to be yourself.
Yes. And that's what leads to burnout.
But very difficult, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's very difficult. And that's why you're finding so many people who are burnt out and who are exhausted, you know, and they're like the book we both were in, you know, they're overworking and they're not flowing. They're not loving their life. They're not loving their business necessarily either, because they're just pushing and working too hard.
Yeah. Pushing. Everybody's pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sense of urgency when in fact the biggest lesson I think human design teaches is right timing.
Yes.
That's in everybody's chart, waiting for right or divine timing, mm-hmm. and not pushing, not going out, you know, before you should. Right. And that is such a key part of really most of the strategies for most of the types, with the possible exception of the manifester. Sometimes, but the rest of us have to wait. And we are not in a society or a workplace society where we're, you know, told to wait.
Right.
You know, we just go do it, get it done, get out there, push.
Right.
Yeah. And that doesn't feel good for so many of us.
Right.
It doesn't feel good for the people we're pushing either.
No. And that's why you can lead to heart problems. It can lead to adrenal problems. It can lead to all sorts of issues. And so when you are introduced to the concept that there is right timing and that, you know, pushing to get something done and releasing that sense of urgency necessarily is actually built into how you're designed to easily flow with the world is beautiful.
It is, and it's effortless. I have experienced that personally. You know, as an entrepreneur, I put a lot of stuff out there, and a lot of it didn't go anywhere. It just fell on deaf ears. Well, I'm a generator. When I finally learned about human design and realized, well, you're not supposed to just push ideas out there that you have. You're supposed to respond to things that are outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, what does that mean? But probably the biggest success I had in business was I had a past client call me up with a big problem and ask me if I could help him solve it. So as a true entrepreneur, I said, yes. I didn't have any people, anything that could work on this, but I said, yes. And everything just fell into place and it grew into this very large enterprise, which I ran for a decade. And it was all because I responded. I mean, that was just such a clear example to me of something that worked effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
When the rest of the time I'm out there pushing this program or pushing this or pushing this book I wrote and getting very little response because it wasn't following my strategy. So it's huge. Yeah, it's really huge.
Right. Yeah.
I always say, I call it the big three. Your energy type, your strategy, and your decision-making authority. Even if you just know those three things about yourself, that's huge. That can change your life and your business.
Yes. And that's exactly what I focus on with my clients. You know, Because you can get a human design reading and not do anything with it, and it's not going to change your life.
Right.
It'll just be interesting information.
Which you'll forget in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Right. How many people have you run into who have had a human design reading? And you say, oh, what's your type? And they're like, oh, I don't remember.
I think I was,
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was an ENTJ or something. No, that's the wrong.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah, it's true. And that's one of my big things, I'm sure, as it is yours. I give a lot of readings, but I'd rather take it to the next step and teach you how to use that information in your business. Because that's where the rubber really hits the road.
Exactly.
And it's not, it's not an overnight thing. You can't just learn about it, flip a switch and say, oh yeah, I'm going to do that different. It takes 90 days to change any habit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to just get things into practice and just keep going until they finally become a habit. And you can, train yourself to do things differently. And that's what these resiliency keys are going to help people with. As you go through each one in a deep dive, people are going to really learn how to harness the power of that and use it to help them make a change.
Yes. And they'll also realize that there are certain keys that they are actually already really good at and certain keys that they struggle with a little more, and that they can use the ones that they're already good at to help them leverage the ones that they can use a little work with.
Oh, good. So can you just name the nine again, just so everybody can hear them?
Absolutely. So they are lovability, empowerment, courage, decisiveness, emotional wisdom, self-trust, vitality, authenticity, and self-worth.
Yeah, and you might be saying, well, what does vitality have to do with a business? Everything.
Everything. Yes. You said it. Yeah. If you don't have the energy, then you're not going to be able to run your business. I mean, that one is pretty foundational. Vitality underpins everything. That goes with that idea of physical resiliency. That's what under one of those core pillars, if you will.
Mm. Yeah. And it's, I'm a generator. I have lots of energy.
Mm-hmm.
I can still burn out. I can still get tired.
Yeah.
But if you are a type that doesn't have 100% sustainable energy all day long, like a projector, like a manifestor, like a reflector, mm-hmm. then that vitality can really become an issue. And you've got to use, whatever kind of self-care you can use to mm-hmm. keep your energy up, or at least rest when you need to.
Right.
And, in France, that's great. But here we don't really respect that. We don't honor that because everybody that created the world of work must have been a generator.
Well, the world of work was created for generators.
Generators, for generators.
Exactly.
The rest of you, too bad. Just get on board.
Yes.
Yeah. It's too bad.
Yeah. But that's also where, for someone who is not a generator, understanding your type and strategy is so important, because the vitality key is huge for projectors, manifestors, and reflectors who do not have that sustainable energy. Mm-hmm. How do you build your business around knowing that you need to have flexibility there?
Yeah, it's so true. And there's lots of ways around it. Lots of ways around it. But, I have a friend who is a projector. And mm-hmm. she burnt herself out so bad. She had to take a couple of years off of work.
Yeah.
She was quite ill and had to recover because she just burnt herself out.
Yeah.
So it can, it can really impact your health.
It absolutely can.
And that's why vitality has everything to do with business.
Mm-hmm.
And your energy level when you're working with clients is important too, because they can feel if you have low energy.
Yes. Right. And if you are in low energy, or if you're in negative energy, then the vibes you're sending out are just, they're going to be more repelling than attracting. And also, when you are doing client attraction, if you're in low energy, you're not going to have the same results.
Right. Right. Yep. Very good. All right. So we're coming up on another break. So we're going to take a brief pause here and we'll be back with Mary Jo to talk more about her show and what she does in her life transition coaching business. And we'll be right back.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
Are you ready to consistently be in the flow of success? Build an abundant business, easily find your right clients, and feel good inviting them into your community to do business with you? If your answer is yes, then you'll want to listen to Business Success with Human Design with Nancy O'Keefe on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Business Success with Human Design is a podcast designed to help you peel back the layers of who you've been taught to be and how you've been told to do business, moving you from overwhelm to a business model that aligns with your authentic self and feels right for you. Come and explore Human Design for Business with Nancy.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at DreamVision7Radio.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Business Success with Human Design. I'm your host, Nancy O'Keefe, and we're talking about a new segment in my time slot. I'll be sharing the stage with Mary Jo Rathgeb, and she will be doing a show on resiliency. We've been talking about the resiliency keys, and she'll be talking about those each week in her show. So what else would you like to tell people about what you do?
So there's another component that we haven't talked about yet, which is RIM.
Yes.
Which is something that I do. And this one goes more to perhaps the emotional resiliency key and emotional wisdom. And it is a technique that's called RIM, which stands for Regenerating Images and Memory. And it is a body-centered technique that allows you to bypass logic and communicate directly with your unconscious intuitive mind.
Mm.
And it gets to the root cause of whatever the resistance or the fear is keeping you stuck. And so it's magical in the way that it works. And it releases these inner resources. I like to think of them as your divine support team. And it just taps into this whole other resiliency within yourself. We call it your emotional operating system.
Mm-hmm.
And when you engage your emotional operating system through the techniques, it just gives you this sense of resiliency and rejuvenation powers, where you can really you can rejuvenate emotional memories in a way that will allow you to move forward with that ease and flow that you can also get through human design. So they work together beautifully.
So how does a session around that go? Is it a series of questions, or how do you?
So the joke is when you're starting room session, it's like, so close your eyes and then just feel into your body. Take some deep breaths, sink into the center of your belly, and then just notice. Spend a little time noticing what you're noticing inside your body, and then just moving your awareness to whatever that is, and then getting inside it somehow. And then suddenly it opens up feelings, memories, thoughts even. Wow. And once you're there, you can, it's like, you know, on a cell phone when you have the apps and you tap them just right and they start to jiggle, and yeah, you can like delete them or move them around.
Right.
It's like that, where you can you can feel what you're feeling, and then you express it safely to whomever you need to in your imagination. And then you are able to have a new feeling arise that, if it feels good for you, you can imprint on yourself, and then you have that new feeling that you walk away the session with.
So this is a process you guide them through then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
But it's client led, in that all of the content in the session is generated from the client.
Hmm.
So it's not something where I come with a list of statements or prepared things that I'm going to program them with. It comes from them.
Wow. And how does that come? Do you start
spontaneously? It's spontaneously in the session, you know, through their imagination and whatever so just is coming up.
What are you feeling? What are you sensing? What are you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to like give you a small example, you know, I was a client in a session yesterday and I was working on some invisibility fears about the upcoming book. And it turns out I ended up going into a scene from like toddlerness where I was in a fight with my sibling, and I thought that I had really hurt them through my anger. And so I kind of told myself that the best way to keep out of trouble is to just stay quiet. And uh-huh. I was able to change that, come to that realization, change it, be with it. And then the next thing I know, it's like gone.
Wow. And it stays gone?
So far.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, that's awesome. You're going to have to try that on me one of these days.
I will. Absolutely.
So what is the sort of the impact or the result that you want your clients to get when you work with them? Obviously, you want them to navigate the change, but mm-hmm. how do you want them to feel after you have a series of sessions with them?
I want them to feel a deep sense of self-trust. I want them to feel a sense of their innate worthiness. I want them to feel in tune with their authentic self and to be able to move forward from that place. That's what great. I want them. Yeah.
Great. That's awesome. Awesome. All right. So we've got a few minutes left here. Tell us what your website is. I think you have a free gift out there, don't you?
I do.
You can get that.
Yes. So my free gift is 5 reasons to befriend shadow emotions. So we were just talking about my example yesterday with the fears that I was having around visibility and some anger issues that came up. And so, and my story is actually about befriending anger in the Life Shifts book. So you can go to maryjorathgeb.com and you can find that out. It's also, you can find it on Instagram, which is very easy to get to at Mary Jo Rathgeb. And so, and in that, you get the free ebook that gives you the 5 reasons to befriend your shadow emotions. And then there is the opportunity to have a 30-minute call with me where we'll take one and we'll work on giving you a little bit of relief immediately.
Excellent. Now spell out your website for people.
Okay. maryjorathgeb.com.
Okay, perfect. Excellent. All right. Well, anything else you want to say about the upcoming show? It's going to start next month. So the first, the third and fourth Thursday in November, you can hear Mary Jo. The first and second Thursday in November, you will hear yours truly. Between the two of us, we think we're going to bring you some great information around human design and how to become more aware, more authentic, work through your blocks, and really, you know, help your business on a lot of levels and help yourself personally as well. So is there anything else you'd like to add about
Yes, I would like to assure the readers, the viewers, I would like to assure the viewers that we're going to start with Nancy O'Keefe as my first guest. And so we're going to just flip the roles a little bit. And I am going to be interviewing Nancy and getting her expert wisdom on one of the keys that she decides, or multiple keys that she decides she wants to talk about in more depth from her perspective. And so that's going to be my first show.
Excellent. And I said that wrong. This show is going to air in November. Her first show will air in December.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, and, you know, between the two of us, we really hope to have some fun with this, to bring you some great information, and to help you really understand yourself, your business, your human design, and be able to use that information as a way to guide you through your business journey and your personal journey too. But yeah, we're both about using the information, not just getting a reading. And readings are great. We both love to give them, but really using the information is what makes us happy. Right?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, this has been great.
Thank you, Nancy.
To your first episode. Welcome aboard. And I hope everybody will tune in. And until then, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Thank you for joining Business Success with Human Design with Nancy O'Keefe every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join Nancy next time to discover how you can get in the ease and flow of life and out of business overwhelm with human design. Business owners spend a lot of energy conforming to the rules of business. Nancy shows us how to pursue your business based on who you were born to be and how you were born to serve for the ultimate success. To connect with Nancy O'Keefe, go to nancyokeefecoaching.com. That's nancyokeefecoaching.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.